Now, Republican State Senator Tom Tiffany will be Wisconsin's newest member of Congress after winning a special election last night in the 7th Congressional District. The election was held to replace former U.S. Representative Sean Duffy, who resigned from Congress last year. Tiffany ended the night with a decisive margin, winning out over Democrat Tricia Zunker by 14 points. Rob Menser is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks.
Well, we know who won now and the margin. Rob, how does this compare with Republican versus Democratic margins in other recent elections in that district?
So Tom Tiffany outperformed, for instance, the conservative Supreme Court Justice Daniel Kelly, who lost in April. Kelly won in the district, but Tiffany won by considerably more within the district. Tiffany also outperformed Leah Vukmir, who was the U.S. Senate challenger, who also lost statewide to Tammy Baldwin in 2018, but who also won in the district. So in all these cases, there really hasn't been a Democratic or a liberal candidate who has actually won in the 7th Congressional District in quite some time. This was a strong showing, even relative to other Republican runs in the region.
Tiffany spoke to supporters on Facebook Live from his home last night. Here's some of what he had to say.
I have one goal as I go out to Washington, D.C., and that is to get America back up on her feet again.
We talked to both the candidates here on Central Time, and Rob, you did profiles on both of them. What were some of the key things that State Senator Tiffany, now Representative-elect Tiffany, was running on during this campaign?
Well, Tiffany made his campaign about his proximity to President Trump, and Trump is very popular in rural parts of the state, and that last night's election is as good a measure of that as any. And also, like, he's somebody that every voter knows and has an opinion about, and so a big part of his campaign was promising to be an ally to President Trump and, you know, touting his endorsement from President Trump, which he received. And so that was, like, as the campaign went, that was largely what he was focused on. But of course, he has this history as a state legislator, long time history in the North Woods, and was, you know, had this this tourist business in Oneida County. And so he also has a whole lot of connections in the region and a history of being a conservative Republican legislator who has advocated for, you know, reduction of regulations in all sorts of industries and tax cuts. And I think, you know, people who are of a conservative bent, they know that about him and identify him with those issues. And those are winning issues in the 7th Congressional District, clearly.
Let's look at this district itself, Rob. It was formerly held by Democrat Dave Obie for approximately forever, I think about four decades. Now it's a slam dunk win for Republicans. What happened to switch that over?
Well, so, you know, the answer is complex. The real answer is that demographically, rural areas have just become a lot more Republican over the last decade or so. Now, the district also was gerrymandered. There was redistricting in 2011, and so some bluer trending areas were taken out of the 7th Congressional District, including the city of Stevens Point. So after redistricting in 2011, the district did become more Republican as a result of those redrawing those lines. But sometimes you hear the district's gerrymandered and that's why Democrats can never have a shot at it. And that's just not it. The fact is that rural areas that used to be split or they would go sometimes for Democrats, sometimes for Republicans, have become very heavily Republican areas. And you see that in the map from last night, that it was great routine. There were many counties where Tiffany was getting more than two-thirds of the vote or about two-thirds of the vote.
Talking to WPR reporter Rob Menser about yesterday's election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, special election there. Rob, let's talk about the how of voting. This is the second significant election in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. What, if anything, looked different on Election Day?
So Because the district is not extremely dense, there were not, you did not see sort of long lines at polling places in April, and they were not reported yesterday either. But there were also, there were a lot of precautions taken, and it really is striking when you go to these polling places to see the barriers. One thing that was present yesterday that I really did not see in April was most of the people I saw when I was out reporting were wearing masks, were wearing cloth face coverings. And so that's that, clearly there's a different way of thinking about that or a different consciousness about that. But there's plastic barriers, there's strict social distancing guidelines, the voting carrels are spaced out in such a way, pens are single use. So, they took a lot of precautions to try to ensure people's safety. And of course, the polling places do benefit from the fact that in most places, because it's relatively dense, not densely populated, they weren't seeing a whole bunch of people coming all at once.
What do we know about turnout in yesterday's race, Rob?
So something like 200,000 people voted yesterday. That's a little less than in April. It's a lot for a special election. I mean, I have a sort of a theory that oftentimes special elections, they sort of fly under the radar, and you'll see you have this effect where only the most motivated, most dedicated political types vote in special elections. And my theory is that it's impossible to be under the radar right now. Everyone knows about it because this is, everybody is very plugged into the news right now. However, it's still a special election. And, I think most projections are that maybe not quite twice as many, but maybe 1.5 times as many people will vote in November. A lot more people like to vote for president than would come out for some random special.
And speaking of November, Rob, you get to do it again within that district with this 7th Congressional District congressional seat. This yesterday's election just finishes out what started as Sean Duffy's term. It's back to the polls in this race come November, right?
Yeah, that's right. Both candidates have said that they're going to that they're going to campaign straight through. This just finishes, the one term, so they'll campaign for a full term that begins in 2019. The Democratic candidate, Tricia Zunker, Democrats were excited about her as a candidate, and she did raise more money than any recent candidate in the district, and showed some strength. I mean, the victory was decisive, but it was still a significantly smaller margin than Republicans in the district have had in the last several election cycles. So I think that the Democrats will continue to try to organize and build up Tricia Zunker's candidacy heading into November as well.
Rob, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks.
That's Rob Metzer, WPR Rural Communities reporter based in Wausau, with us today to talk about Republican Tom Tiffany's win last night in the special election for the 7th Congressional District.